right, all right. Welcome to the pod.
That's right.
We're finally doing this.
Doing it. February.
Yeah. For all you people out there, this is Read Between the Lines. I'm your host, Daniel. And I'm here with Q.
My name is Q.
Q. Q. Quinte. Yeah. Q.
It's called the Q.
We decided to kind of, you know, start a pod to kind of get our thoughts out there and, you know, share our views on certain things.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. How you been, man?
I've been good. Chilling.
Yeah, man.
Laying back, low key.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot going on. So, I figure we get right to it. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, but you don't really watch sports like that, though.
I do not. So, but the Super Bowl was something, you know, it was Sunday. Nothing else to do. Interesting game. A lot of folks going for 49ers, but we knew the Chiefs going to win.
Yeah, try to come in a little bit more to the mic or bring the mic to you a little bit. But who are you going for?
Well, I was going for the Chiefs.
Okay.
Because it was rigged.
Man. You one of those? You one of those?
I am, my opinion, and I read between the lines.
but why do you think it was rigged though?
I saw a lot of things, like it kept showing Taylor Swift, and this is just my opinion. You know, I felt like they just made this the type of agreement, let the 49ers, you know, take the lead in the first beginning, and it'll make them feel like they had a strategy to win. And then after the halftime show, they told them, okay, time to kick butt. And then the Chiefs went in strong, and they kept showing Taylor Swift her views.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, she's dating Travis Kelce. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
I mean, they showed other celebrities.
They did.
You know, Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Yeah, the Beehive.
LeBron James was there. Who else was there? Shaq. It's a bunch of people.
Shaq.
There's a bunch of celebrities. Kim.
Yeah. Who?
Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Kim K.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, she was there. Yeah. A lot of people there.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going for the Chiefs.
Really?
But I wasn't so sure they were going to win, though. I was scared that the 49ers were going to probably just, like, run through them because it wasn't looking good in the first half.
Yeah, I felt like the first beginning of the game was boring. And I felt like it started getting interesting around third quarter, the end of third quarter, maybe the beginning of fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it became more competitive. But to be fair, though, this is the third time
Yes.
that the Chiefs have come from behind.
Yes.
They've been down, I believe, 10 points every time they've been at the Super Bowl. And they came back and won. So, I mean, I don't know if you can say it's rigged, bro. You know, you got to give it to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's rigged or if it's not. It don't hurt my pockets.
I mean,
I didn't bet no money. I didn't lose no money, so I'm good.
But I'm sure you heard that Taylor had a concert in Tokyo that Friday night, and she had to fly 13 hours to Vegas to try to make it there on time.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had to fly back in time because Tokyo is like 12 hours ahead of us or something like that. So she had a concert Friday night, and then she flew 13 hours straight to Vegas, and she got to Vegas Sunday morning.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Going from Tokyo to Vegas.
You know.
Yeesh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's wifey material right there. That's trying to support your man.
She's ride or die. She's holding it down.
I mean, I don't know why people hate on Taylor, though. I really don't, you know, like, she's talented.
She's American Sweetheart. That's what they call her.
That's what they call her?
American Sweetheart.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I like Taylor Swift. I do.
Do you listen to her music?
I don't.
So how you going to say you like her?
I feel like her music is a little slow for me.
Man, she's got some bangers, man.
I'm not going to say bangers, but I would say a couple of like, oh, that's nice. I think. Like, I don't really follow her like that. But she's pretty cool. Like, if she came to Arena and if I was off that weekend and had nothing to do, I support her. Mm. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
You know, she made like $1 billion in her last tour.
I knew that. I knew that. And I know, so she bought like 2 apartment buildings.
Oh, no.
In New York City.
Okay.
And combined them together or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's pretty solid.
I mean, you know, like,
I mean, I got to give it to her. She's America's Sweetheart, but it's hard to make this Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, Megan Thee Stallion type world.
What you mean?
And when you turn on social media, you always hearing something about Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce, you know, and then you got Taylor Swift. What I mean is that I feel like Taylor Swift has a challenge, just trying to keep her name in the game.
She's trying to keep her name in the game?
Yeah, I think so.
Bro, I don't even think.
I just feel like she's on a different genre from everybody else. Like, not a different genre, but I just think she's just in a different space compared to everybody else, to me.
Well, she came, you know, she started in country. And then she kind of became more pop.
Pop, exactly.
And she's definitely, you know, she's pretty much pop now. Now, you've got like the Beyonces of the world that started with like R&B, but they were like R&B pop.
Right.
And, you know, she just kind of became pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nicki Minaj, you know, Meg, like they're more hip hop. And Nicki, I guess she's kind of crossed over, and Megan has kind of crossed over a little bit. But, you know, I don't know that you can keep, I don't know that they're on the same level. And I say that because, you know, the numbers don't back it up. Like, you're never going to see Mercedes Stadium sold out to see Nicki. Or Meg Thee Stallion, for that matter.
No, I don't think so either. No.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the numbers are not there. So, you know, it's like you see people like different artists, like, oh, yeah, they got all these followers. They got, like, millions of followers on Instagram or whatever. But then when they drop an album, they only sold, like, 10,000 copies.
That's shade.
I'm like, okay. Better
read between the lines.
So I'm like, I don't know that that's all that's real, but, yeah. But I'm sure you heard, like, you know, who was it? Shannon Sharp and, Chad Ochocinco talking about, you know, comparing Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Did you hear about that?
I did. And my question is, why do you always want to compare those two? Why those two?
I don't know that they want to compare those two. I think because I think someone posted a question, because I think Shannon had said in his podcast, he's like, yeah, I don't know anybody right now that has the same, the kind of influence that Taylor Swift has right now. And he asked Chad, like, who else right now can have that kind of influence? And Chad was trying to think of somebody that could have that same kind of influence. And then he said Beyonce. And Shannon, you know, fired back and was like, nah, she, you know, you know, she's great. Beyonce is great. But, you know, she's not touching Taylor right now. And it kind of goes to the same thing. Like, when you look at the numbers, it's not even close. Like, they were on tour at the same time.
Right.
I remember. And at the end of the tour, I think Beyonce made like $500 million, you know, in sales. And Taylor made $1 billion. So it was like, you know, not throwing no shade, but I mean, obviously Beyonce is good, but I don't think that she's quite as big as Taylor has become right now. But I don't know, man. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of it has to do with her, you know, dating Travis Kelce, because every time they play, it's just going to be, you know, they're just going to show her. It is what it
is. All right.
I'm sure if Beyonce was single and she was dating somebody that was really good, they'd probably be showing her all the time if she was at the games.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if it really brought in a bunch of, I guess, female crowd, like they thought it might. Maybe it did. I don't know.
What? Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Like more women?
I think they tried, and I think that's why they had Spice and the other chick. I don't know her name, but it was with
the other chick. You mean at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about, that's that girl from Gossip Girl.
I don't know her name.
I forget her name. I think she's the wife of Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
What is her name?
I don't know.
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, you know, she ain't done nothing lately. Like she, in Ice Spice, she's over here talking about fart. Like, I don't know.
Really?
You ain't heard that new song she got?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, but she's hot. I mean,
she popping right now.
She's popping, yeah.
I mean, do you listen to her?
I do not. Yeah. I mean, only on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, maybe that's just showing my age, but
yeah,
I don't know. That's not for me.
That's not for me.
But speaking of music, though, what you think about the halftime show with Usher? what?
It was a lot going on. I think it was a lot of going on.
You think he tried to do too much?
I think he tried to do too much.
Okay.
I did. And I think it was real busy. And I think people were just, if you notice, nobody was dancing. Everybody was just looking. And I just felt like it was just with the skates, which I know I figured he'd do skates because he loves skates. And I remember a couple of years ago, he was in Atlanta at Cascade.
Brennan's a little bit closer.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm screaming.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
It's like boom, boom, boom.
Okay. We'll leave it like that because then we'll figure out the audio later and see.
Yeah, but when he was in Cascade, he fell and got hurt. And so I know he loves skates because that's just his thing.
Okay.
Oh.
No, you're good.
You still hear?
Yeah, I can still hear you. You ain't going to be able to hear me, but.
Test. I'm back. But yeah, he fell on the skates, his Cascade, and I remember that, and then he got hurt. And so he was doing his performance at the Super Bowl, and I felt like, okay, now he's taking a risk. You know, he had to know skates. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, he was trying to keep his balance. But he did good. He did good. He's a performer. Remember, we hadn't seen him years ago at the OMG tour.
Yeah.
And he did great. So I enjoyed it, but it was a lot going on. Like, one thing about Usher, he's going to give you fashion. He's going to give you, like, good music. He's going to give you moves. He's going to give you that. So I can't take that from him. But I think it was great to a certain extent, but I think he kind of fell off a little bit with Alicia Keys.
It fell off when she came in?
Yeah.
Why?
Her voice was hoarse. And when she first started singing, she couldn't hit a note. And their chemistry between him and Her was a little bit different. And I felt like maybe if there were some other film choices, because I felt like it was just too slow. Like Super Bowl, everybody was hyped because their teams were playing, people was drinking, having a good time, and then just the Super Bowl halftime show was kind of like, he started off on a top notch with like Caught Up and a couple of his bangers, and then it just went down a little bit, and then.
I mean, I liked it.
Like, I mean, I did too. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, he brought in Ludacris and Lil Jon.
He took it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was kind of sleeping there for a minute.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he started strong and he kind of slowed it down with some of those slow jams, and then he, you know, tried to bring it back up.
I love Her.
Oh, yeah. Her. I didn't know she could play like that.
What? She is Lenny Kravitz all over again, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know who that was at first.
Wow. That's an insult.
I mean, I don't listen to her music, so I wasn't really sure who that was.
Her is bad. She's bad. Yeah.
Is she the one on the State Farm commercials playing the guitar?
Yes, that's her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her is bad. Yeah, she's good.
I knew she looked familiar.
But the talk, that's not even the talk of the halftime show. The talk is Jermaine Dupri and them children play socks.
Dude. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was CeeLo.
People thought that was CeeLo, and people thought Will.i.am was Kanye.
No, I didn't see that. But at first, because he had that mask on, so I wasn't sure who that was. But I was like, oh yeah, that's Will.i.am.
Yeah,
yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, because the song OMG. Yeah. But Jermaine Dupri. And I mean, it's so weird. Like, social media is a savage, bro. Because they just ate him to pieces. Like, it wasn't even over, and they was already like going, like, "Man, what are you doing them socks on the children's place?" Like, that's his granddaughter's socks and stuff. And
yeah,
and I understand they were Louis Vuitton special brand socks, but still, somebody was a pilgrim. They was calling him a pilgrim. They was calling him all kinds of names, like. But, you know, that's Jermaine Dupri. He's from Atlanta. Atlanta is a style of their own, so they do what they want to do.
Yeah. I don't
know. Ludacris did his thing.
Yeah,
Luda did his thing. I was proud of him. Lil Jon, he did his thing. Those guys look good. Those are icons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did their thing. I was proud of them.
I definitely felt like we went back to the early 2000s.
Yes.
2010.
Yes.
Whenever it was, all those songs came out. But what I thought was impressive is that he looked like he hasn't aged at all.
Not at all, bro.
I'm like, bro still looks good.
Yeah.
I was like,
they say money's the best lotion.
Yeah, I believe it.
I believe it too.
I believe it. I mean, granted, he's doing all those shows in Vegas. You know, he's got that residency in Vegas right now. Usher.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Luda.
Oh, yeah, none of them age.
Yeah, well, of course, Usher looks good too, but I knew Usher was up to something because he started doing commercials, he started doing the Skims with Kim Kardashian, and then he started doing like different things online. I'm thinking, okay, he's getting ready for something, and then before you know it, he really is doing the halftime show.
I heard he only got paid like $600 to do the halftime show.
I think that's wrong.
No, I'm serious. Like, it's historically, you know, been the case that artists don't get paid hardly anything to perform because of all the exposure they get. And he's reportedly going to make like $100 million on the back end from like endorsements and like streams. He has a new album out. I don't know if you've heard
it. Right. And he's got a tour too.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to make that up, but like the Super Bowl itself, they don't pay the artists just because of all the exposure that you get from it. I mean, you're talking 123 million people watch that day.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a lot of exposure. But yeah, they said he wasn't going to get paid anything for that. But overall, I liked it. The only thing that I was a little like, was whenever he was performing with Alicia Keys, And like, and then he like gets all on her, and I was like, man, Swizz Beatz is, he's a better man than me, because ain't no way.
I don't think there was a problem, because Usher gonna be Usher.
Usher's gonna be Usher.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
But I'm like, huh?
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
That's my point.
But it was, to me, I don't think Swizz Beatz had a problem with it.
Swizz didn't have a problem with it.
And I don't think Lisa did too, but it's just a song. They picked that song, My Boo. So if you see the video, it kind of goes together.
No, I understand they're trying to like dramatize the song, but I'm like, dude, you ain't gonna get up on my girl like that. Like, nah, to make a point.
Then they should pick a different song then.
Well, or he could have just like danced next to her, but not like being like, oh,
he's not being Usher then.
But yeah, yeah.
So
we would have to have some words afterwards.
Well,
and the thing is like, yeah, Swizz didn't have an issue with it, but I'm like, I don't know. He's a better man than me, because ain't no way.
I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
So if you had a girl that was performing, and I don't know, in some event, and some other artist or whatever, and he was all like, pretty much grinding on her and just like grabbing her, and like, you know, all that, like, you'd be cool.
Because I understand the assignment.
Yeah, I know.
And it's part of the show. Now if we was in an actual club and we was hanging out and I was in the VIP and she wanted to go dance with a friend and they was on the dance floor doing that, that's a different story.
Well,
but this is for, they're both two huge artists. So they have chemistry. They've known each other for years. So if that song came out many, many, many years ago. So according to the video, and then when they performed at the Super Bowl, it kind of makes sense. So I'm pretty sure she had a conversation with him.
Oh, I'm sure all this was talked.
Yeah, so
talked about.
I think it was fine. I think social media blows it up out of proportion, make him think, put words in his mouth that he think he had a problem with it. And I don't think he does.
I don't think he had a problem with it.
Yeah,
and that's his prerogative. I mean, it is a relationship, but at the same time, as when I watched it, because I was sitting on the couch watching, I was like, "This don't. I don't.
I can't hear you."
You can't hear me?
When you fade back like that, I couldn't hear
you.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't sit well with my soul.
Oh, you stupid. I thought it was cool, you know. If it was me, I wouldn't understand. It would be fine. But you know what's funny though? Out of the whole Super Bowl, from the game, celebrities, everybody, the halftime show, nobody's talking about Reba McEntire.
What about her?
She sang the national anthem.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't hear anything about her.
But, I mean,
she's a great singer.
Yeah. No, she did a good job.
That's it.
No, I mean, yeah, she did a good job. I mean, I think Post Malone did a good job too, you know, when he sang, was American the Beautiful?
Yeah.
And and then you got that other chick, I don't even know her name. She sang, which, you know, that's the other thing that people have been talking about, like singing like the black national anthem. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
And like that was being sung and people were making a big deal out of it in terms of, like, is that really necessary? Like, do we need to have a black national anthem when we already have a national anthem that includes everybody? Because some people feel like that's kind of makes it divisive. Like, you know, because granted, we all know the history of the United States in the history of slavery and all that took place. But, you know, we're in 2024 and a lot has changed and progressed since then. No, not everything's perfect. And are we ever going to ever completely get rid of racism in the world? No. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of sentiment that's like, you know, we've come such a long way. Why are we adding things that could still make it seem like we're two different Americas?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. What was your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think it all boils down who they pick to do the national anthem. And it depends on that particular person, because you might have Regal McIntyre or you might have Fantasia.
Yeah.
But both of them are different. Both of them can sing, but they're going to sing their style.
Yeah.
And I actually like both of them. So, and I've heard people in the past, like Whitney Houston. It wasn't about her being black or whether she was her skin color or she could just sing, period. You can't take that from her. And then you had other people in the past that sung the national anthem and it was okay.
Well, to me, it's not even a... now, granted, you want someone that can sing it
exactly
and sing it well. But to me, like, obviously, probably the best rendition of it was probably Whitney Houston.
Yes.
But at the same time, no one cared that she was black or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
They just cared that she sung it.
She sung it, and they felt it.
And everyone felt patriotic,
mm-hmm.
felt, you know, as an American... that day or in that moment. And I think that's what it is. So, and I don't know, man, it's just, I feel like sometimes when people try to do, good, then they end up doing more harm than good in trying to be good. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because trying to like add all these things, like, it's not necessary. Like, you know, it's like, which, you know, is you're going to make things, you know, that shouldn't be there. I don't know. That's it was just one of those things that I didn't understand. Now, to be fair, they didn't portray it as the black national anthem, but that's how a lot of people, and that's how it's being put out there. And you know, but now if you wanted to sing it kind of like the same way that, what's his name? Post Malone sung American the Beautiful, you know, if you want, you know, to sort of sing it in that sort of, from that standpoint, like, okay, it's just another song to represent America, then great. But if you're trying to use it to sort of signify or galvanize or highlight one particular group, then it's kind of defeating the purpose of all of us trying to be together. Because then, you know, you can have other people be like, well, you know, okay, you have a black national anthem. Okay, well, where's the Chinese one? Where's the Indian one? Where's the Jewish one? Where's the gay one? You know, it's just like, and it's like, no, we already have one that includes everybody, and then no one has to feel left out because you're, you know, bringing in all these other ones. Now, I've heard people say, well, you know, you know, when you're playing a Canadian team, you play, you know, you sing their national anthem, or if you have, you know, or you're playing some other country. Yeah, because obviously, because you're playing that other
right.
country, it makes sense to play their national anthem. But I don't know. It just seemed a little weird.
I wonder, why did they pick Reba?
Why did they pick her?
Yeah, why was she picked to do the national anthem? Because, I mean, me being funny.
Yeah,
but maybe they picked her because they felt like the halftime was already dark enough.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess they were trying to
even it out.
Yeah,
diverse.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have diversity, yeah. And you gotta, like, you know, spread the wealth, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure they, you know, they have this thing like months, if not years plan, you know?
Right.
But overall, I mean, it was a good time. I didn't really care for the commercials. I honestly didn't really watch them because to me, they just don't hit like they used to.
No.
I mean, did you care for them? I didn't really.
I did like the B&W commercial. I liked it. And I liked the Coors Light commercial. I liked
that. I must have missed those.
And I love the Verizon commercial.
Which one was that one? The
one with Beyonce.
Oh, when she was trying to outdo herself or something, like trying to go viral,
break the internet.
Yeah.
And the whole time she would let people know she got an album coming out.
Now, speaking of that, is it supposed to be a country album?
Yes.
Man, are you serious?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
And now I don't know because I just read this one little. I didn't read the article.
She released two songs that night.
One's called like Texas Hold'em or something.
16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em, I think.
Yeah, and there's some people talking about like they're not playing her song in certain country stations or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So why she want to do country?
Well,
she's trying to go after Taylor.
Well, I haven't talked to her yet, but when I do, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But
for real though, what do you think?
I think she's different. Like, I think she was trying to really express herself. Like, she can do all music, which I think she's country at heart. I really think she's from Texas.
From the South.
Yeah, she's from Texas.
Houston.
It's very country in Houston. And if you go back and look at her brand of clothing, all her stuff that came out from Ivy Park, it has a country vibe to it. All her country stuff, all her merchandise, it has a country vibe. And so the commercial she had back in the day when she did that one country song on the Lemonade album, I can't think of the name of the song, but she actually performed it at CMA's. And it was good. So I think she's always country at heart. But I think she's just showing her diversity that she can step in either world and be dominant. I do. So, yeah. Well, and even though the 16 Carriages, it's just going to be in a lane by itself because it's a nice song, too.
I haven't heard the songs yet. But
it just amazes me how somebody can watch it's just funny to me how you can have a Super Bowl, which everybody's watching. You have over 150 million people watching the game, okay? They tune in for the halftime show. Everybody's excited for the halftime show. They love the halftime show. Yay, Usher, yay. And then the commercial comes on with Verizon. It's Beyonce. And then she broke the internet. So when you go on TikTok, the whole all the way down the line was all Beyonce. Two songs, 16 Carriages, and Texas Hold'em. New music coming out, new music dropping. Act two of the Renaissance. So it was just, that's all you saw. Now you got to Texas Hold'em Challenge already. People trying to figure out the dance. It's the dance goes with the song.
Oh, okay.
And so they're trying to put their own spin on it. So maybe she would act on it. So, okay, I like this. Then we're going to do this type of dance. So you go on TikTok already, that's all you see. Instagram, that's all you see. And so people actually just tune in, and it's not our people, it's them.
Who's them?
The white people.
Why you got to whisper? It's just me and you here.
But the white people. They actually loving the song.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I think it's kind of cool that she's trying to get into that genre.
Right.
You know, it's just like, for example, like, you know, when, what was it, a couple of years ago when Drake put that album out, it was mostly like EDM music.
Right.
And people gave him a hard time because like it was pretty much EDM album. But he was just trying to, you know, what's the word? Expand, like, you know, experiment. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like some of these artists, not everybody can pull it off. But they know that, for example, like Drake, he knows, I'm sure, there's a huge EDM community. Mm-hmm. And if he can just, you know, introduce a few of them to the other stuff that he does by doing like an EDM type album, yeah, it just makes him bigger.
Especially, speaking of EDM, Cascade, he was at the Super Bowl. You know, he performed at the Super Bowl. Nobody's talking about that.
Before when?
During the party, during the pre-party. Cascade was a DJ. Mm. Do you know what Cascade is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty big. It was nice. But to be honest, out of all those genres, I think the first one who did it, I felt like did it the right way, was Nicki Minaj.
Did what? Country?
No, bruh. EDM. Oh. Because she had an album out before anybody did.
A whole album?
A whole album. I'm not going to say whole album, but she might have had maybe like 4 or 5 tracks, like remixes. And she had a lot of like Starship, a couple tracks.
You know she won't sing that song no more?
I did see a clip where the people was asking for it. She said, "No, I'm not doing it.
She says she don't. She hates that song. She, yeah. They asked her to perform it at a.
I saw that
at a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, she kept saying, "I do anything else, besides that one." Yeah, but I don't know. But that's a hot track, though. I don't know why she don't want to do it.
Yeah, she don't like it.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's funny though.
Out of all these celebrities, including Beyonce, all of them, Nicki Minaj, I would love to hang out with Nicki Minaj.
Really?
I seen that she seems so humble and down to earth. And I just watch her on like on TikTok. I watch her on Twitter and I just watch how she's transparent. Like she knows sometimes she don't get it right. And when she was doing like live videos and stuff, you could hear her son in the background knocking over stuff. And she said, Papa, what are you doing? And she'd be like, hold on, guys. And she'd go get him. You can hear her talking to him like a regular parent would be doing, you know? And then she come back and say, okay, I'm back. You know, she doesn't have like, and I'm pretty sure she probably does, but when she's at home, she's at home. And you can see her house. You can see certain things in the house when she's whooping around the crib. And you can see her son in the background hollering, mommy, I want this, mommy, I want that. And she don't like ignore him. She actually is being a mom to him. And a lot of celebrities don't do that, you know? And then at the end, when I watched that video with her and Marco, I think his name is Marco. He's a comedian.
I don't know.
Dang, he's a black guy. Well, he did a sat down with her, and it was just hilarious because of her facial expressions and how she's funny in her own way, but she's not like comical, but she's just funny because of her eyes and she's very animated. And you get a chance, you need to watch it.
So would you say that out of all the female celebrities out there, if you had a chance to meet one of them and just kind of hang out and just kind of, that would be the one?
No. I'm talking about as far as the Holy Trinity.
Huh?
Holy Trinity between Riri, Beyonce, and Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
That's the Holy Trinity. So I would say probably be Nicki Minaj.
So basically, you know, that would be the one that you would.
I probably will, yeah. Okay. Because she's pretty chill, very laid back, you know. She seems that way, you know.
I'm trying to think, who would I don't know. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that I would say, you know what?
Probably Taylor Swift.
You know, as much as I like her and I do enjoy her music, I don't know if she'd be the first one. I don't know that she'd be at the top of my list in terms of, you know, wanting to have a sit down conversation. I mean, there's not a lot of, female artists that I guess listen to or I, a lot of, but maybe some from like back in the day. You okay. know that maybe not so much nowadays, but maybe like back in the day.
Like who?
Trying to think. Like, you know, like people from the like the '90s, the era that we kind of grew up and kind of, you know, have a sit down about, you know, like some of these behind the scenes stuff. Be like, man,
Lauryn Hill.
Huh?
Lauryn Hill.
No, I'm trying to think, you know, and it's not like it wouldn't even be like music wise, you know, it'd be more like just in regular, just like in entertainment as a whole. I always found Nia Long fascinating, like the girl from Friday, and
yeah, I know exactly who she is.
Yeah, so I'd be like, man, I'd be interested to like talk to her about like how it was like, you know, back in those days in those films and stuff like that. But like, you know, there were artists that I listened to. I remember Alanis Morissette. She was huge back in the day.
Who?
Alanis Morissette.
I don't know who that is.
Come on, man. You know who that is.
I probably do, but
I'm drawing a blank right now, but yeah, I mean she was big in the '90s. She had a bunch of hits. But she was more like rock. Like rock alternative type music. But yeah, man, but in terms of like celebrities nowadays, I don't know. I guess because we have so much access to them nowadays,
yeah,
with like social media and everything, like they don't have that same sort of mystique, like aura. I'm sure, like if you see them in person, they're still gonna be kind of cool. But for the most part, they don't have that same kind of aura that, you know, like before. So I'm just kind of like, eh.
As far as back in the day, I would consider hanging out with Brandy.
Okay.
Brandy seems very cool.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah. I think she'd be kind of cool to hang out with. Missy Elliott.
Yeah, Missy. Missy, I bet she's got stories.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but yeah, I would probably want to know like some, hang out with some people from that era more so than now.
Right.
And kind of get some of the behind the scenes stories, you know, of like, okay, how did this come about,
mm-hmm.
or whatnot. But man, I wanted to, I saw this story, that, it was this video. I saw it on X, but I think it was on TikTok. And basically it was like this TikTok girl that she was getting her hair braided. And it took like 7 or 8 hours to get her hair braided. And it cost her like $300-something.
I saw that.
And she didn't leave no tip.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, am I wrong for not leaving a tip? It's already costing me $350 to get done. And when you break that down, it's like $40 an hour that the braider's getting.
It actually costs her more than that because it the final product was $350, I think.
Okay.
And then she had to buy the hair.
She had to buy the hair. She had to yes. have her hair all washed and
yes.
and the hair alone that.
Is an additional $60, maybe $75.
So she bought her own. She had to buy the hair. The braider didn't have to do it.
She bought her own hair.
So the braider just did the work.
The work,
which is like 6 to 8 hours.
Yes.
When you break it down for about $40 an hour, So which $40 an hour, when you think about it, ain't nobody making that kind of money out here.
Yeah.
For the most part. So that's actually pretty good money. And if you're doing that all day long, 5 days a week, that's you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So you get your hair braided, you know, you get your hair done, haircuts, whatnot. But in this situation, do you think she was in the right, not leaving a tip? Or do you think someone that's making $40 an hour off of you and you provided everything should also get a tip? Or do you think tip culture, the way it is right now, is just getting out of hand?
I think she should have left a tip. Okay. Even though she spent, let's say, $75 to get the bundles of hair, and then another $350 for the job well done. So the tip is really the saying, thank you for keeping my appointment, being punctual, doing my hair, doing a good job, and I'm coming back. So when you leave a tip, to me, it lets the person know, the professional person know that, okay, they value my time and they took care of me. So when I go and book another appointment, she's going to remember the fact that, hey, let me go ahead and put her on top of my list because she gave me a good tip. Now, if she didn't tip her, when she go and book another appointment to come back, she might not even take her back because she gonna remember, oh, don't do her because she's not gonna tip.
Well, you know.
And yeah. I think, I just think in this today's world that you need to be considerate to tip. Like I tip my barber, I tip my locks, my lady does my hair. I go out to eat, I tip. And sometimes, and even though if I'm going out to eat and the waiter is slow, she's not smiling or he's not smiling, I still tip because I don't know what they was going through that day. I don't know what kind of day they are having, period. So it's my job to leave a good, you know, if I can afford it, then I'm a tip. I don't mind tipping.
Well, but to play devil's advocate here, the difference is the server's making like $2-3 an hour. So they really live off the tips,
right?
Whether it's a, you know, a bartender or a waitress, whatever. Whereas the braider person, they get everything. It's not like you go to an establishment, they braid your hair, and you pay the establishment, you pay the company, and the company's paying the braider, you know, $10 an hour or whatever. So therefore, giving them a tip would be greatly appreciated because they're not making that much hourly. But when you're actually paying for the whole service itself and it comes out to a substantial amount, granted it took 7-8 hours, but they got paid accordingly, you know, and it comes out to $40 an hour, it's not like they're getting paid $10 an hour, they're getting paid $40 an hour, you know, I think that's what the argument is being made. Not only that, but the braider, a lot of times, you know, or like barbers, I'm sure you've seen this, like they'll take your picture to try to use you as promotion to show their work and all that. So now they're using your likeness and they're using you as promotion. So not only that, but, you know, You might shout them out or you might be like, hey, I went there and so and so. So there's other ways that you show appreciation for what they did. So, for me, whenever I go get my hair cut, I tip my guy, you know, like that's just something that I've always done. And when it comes to more service industries, you know, I tend to tip as well. But at some point, you know, not everybody deserves a tip. I mean, like, I don't know. I think it gets a little bit of hand. And what's crazy is that we're the only people that do it. Like,
who was we?
The United States.
Right.
Like nowhere else in the world do people tip. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's when you got someone making $40 an hour, but at the same time, you know, you got someone like, I don't know, a Chick-fil-A guy, a Chick-fil-A chick making $15-16 an hour. How come we ain't tipping them? You know? But we don't.
What you know? Mean?
Whenever you get your food, do you leave a tip to the Chick-fil-A people? No.
That's different.
It's all industry.
But that's different.
No, it's not because that's whenever
fast food.
Bro, whenever I go to Starbucks and I come around the corner, there's a little tip jar
right
to give the Starbucks people. So how's that different? It's the same thing.
That's because Starbucks put that out there.
But why though?
If Chick-fil-A put one, I'm pretty sure they would get tips.
But do you think it's deserved?
Yeah. Well, I think so because.
Well, I don't think it's deserved because they're already getting
what deserved.
A tip for doing your job? I mean, come on. Do you get a tip for doing your job? No.
Yeah.
I don't either. How come?
Well, the tip I get on my job is good job. Thank you. Good job. Okay. See you tomorrow. That's tip
exactly.
I get.
Exactly. So and make sure you don't get that pink slip. That's
a tip for me. And I'm
exactly.
Fine. I'm okay with it.
And as most of us should be, I just don't think that everything, just because you're providing a service, deserves a tip. You know, I think in certain industries, yeah, I absolutely. Like, you know, whenever I go get my car washed, the ones that actually, like, you know, detail your car and everything, I'll leave them a tip, you know, because I know that even though they're making an hourly wage, they're not getting paid that much.
Right.
And, you know, and even like my barber, like I know, you know, I'm paying, you know, whatever that I'm paying these days, but it's he may not have that kind of traffic or, I mean, he's still got to pay the chair and all that. So,
booth rent.
Yeah. So, you know, I leave a tip because, right. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying she's wrong for not leaving a tip. But I can understand, you know. I'm not saying she was right.
I'm not saying she's wrong either, but a tip is a good gesture because in the end of the day, she's a braider. She knows what she's doing. She does a great job. So she probably saw her techniques online and booked the appointment. So she got to the appointment. She was on time. She did her hair and she liked it. So if I give you my service, then why not tip? You already knew at the end of the day it's going to cost. It's not going to be no job where it's going to cost $50. So you knew what you was getting involved when you came. So you already know. And actually, $400, $350, that's cheap. That's really cheap. The average braiders now is almost $500-$600.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. So for her to find somebody like that to do a good job and only charge her $340 to $350, that's a good deal. I have friends at work has paid $500-$600 in South Carolina to get their hair done, braids.
Wow.
So that's a good deal. So if you find somebody like that that's punctual and professional, and they only charge you $340 or $350, then yeah, give them a $40 tip. You know,
no,
because you got to think about it. You don't know if she had booth rent. You don't know what she had to use the chemicals to wash her hair. What she had to use, it could be expensive. Because if you're going to wash your hair, you're going to put conditioner, you're going to put something in, you're going to blow dry it because it's braids. So therefore, you're using power. So a lot of stuff, it goes in effect to get your braids. So you got to consider all that behind the scenes. You don't just show up and get braids. That's it. You got to be washed, using her water, using her electricity. Then you got to use the conditioner.
But I was in the impression that you got to come in having done all that already.
No.
Because I think that's what she said.
You could do either one. You can, I think if she would have did it herself, it'd probably be higher. But if she probably washed it, which I don't know if she did or not, but I do know the video you're talking about, if she washed it herself and blow dried and it was clean, then yeah, it is cheaper. But nowadays, people don't take care of their hair. They depend on their hairdresser. Like, even with me, when I first got my locks, they used to be $40. You know, and I would give her $55, $60 instead, because I know she's taking her time to do it. But as it started to grow, it got longer and it started being more of a challenge for her. So her price went up. So I went from paying $45 to now I pay $120. So even though I pay $120, and sometimes she's late, you know, but I understand she's a grandmother. She got kids and she got a lot going on. So I still give her a tip. You know, my barber, I still tip him, even though my lineup, my fresh lineup for me is $55. But I give him sometimes $15, sometimes $20. So I'm walking out of that chair paying almost $75 for a lineup. But he remembers that. So if I call him spare at a moment, like right now, and said, look, I need to get me a lineup like tomorrow ASAP. Even though he got appointments, he would squeeze me in because he know I'm going to tip him. And I look out for him, he's going to look out for me.
And I think that's what, I think that's where tipping comes in
right.
handy in the sense that, yeah, it can serve as a way of making you a priority. I mean, I used to do it like whenever, you know, I would go out, you know, for a drink or whatever. You know how it is, like the Blue or whatever, they're like packed out.
What place?
Like the Blue back in the day.
Oh, I remember that.
And so sometimes I would give them like a $10 or a $20 bill, like, hey, this is for you. But when I come back here, I don't want to have to wait. I don't want to have to like be in line. You know, I want to be able to just, you see me. Okay, I know what you want. Boom.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I mean, it can definitely, you know, serve that purpose. But I do think that people in the service industry for the most part can use a tip. But I think, you know, nowadays it does get a little bit out of hand when you go somewhere and all of a sudden they flip the tablet, want you to pay 20%.
Yeah, it is true.
I'm like, man, y'all are wilding out here. But man, I think we've done about 57 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, already? Man, already. Already. But We're gonna call it a night, and we're gonna try to, you know, do this another time. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been trial episode one of Read Between the Lines. Until next time, I'm Daniel. This is Q. Peace out.